Monday to the Ungovernables, the captain's crew, the LFA family, McGroy Nation, coming to you live from the infirmary. Coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Ungoverned. On the other side of the flu now, we're still dealing with it. It is a very stubborn one. There is, I can only describe like baby aliens coming out when we cough. You know, we got to, it gives Hawk 2 a whole new name, you know. I was just going to say, you know, it's been a battle. It's still a battle. I will say we're making progress, you know, fevers are slowly going away. but it will be a battle probably for the rest of the week as the flu from hell, continues to, just, you know, it keeps hanging on by a thread. But definitely, I will say this. Definitely, I feel like I'm in better shape than I was on Friday morning. Friday morning was rough. My gosh, I watched that show and I was like, "What are you doing?" But you know, we had to try and do it. And so we are ready to go. We're going to talk about the California wildfires today. By the way, I want to point something out. Speak has a man crush on Andrew Tate. He loves. Andrew Tate, Speak loves Andrew Tate as much as I love feet, apparently. Oh. Yeah, no. This infatuation that some on the right have with Andrew Tate has got to stop. I do want to shout out Misfit, you know, Zach. Yeah. We go out with him. We go online with him every Wednesday. He blew that whole thing wide open this weekend.
Oh, he was the one.
He blew that whole thing wide open. You know, Zach likes to defend Israel and the Jews, and Andrew Tate hates the Jews. But Andrew Tate, other than being a Jew hater, this is a guy who, I mean, if you listen to the way he talks about treating women, not a role model, I'll put it that way, okay? Are the charges that are levied against him by the Romanian government, are those charges legitimate? I don't know. Are some of them legitimate? Are some of them BS? I don't know. Should Andrew Tate have been on Benny Johnson's show? That's up to Benny Johnson. That's not my call, right? I don't want him to come on my show because I detest him. I think he's a scumbag. He'll bring views. He'll bring likes. But, you know, I don't like the guy. Alina Habba, though, who is Trump's one of his legal spokespeople, she came out, "Oh, I'm a big fan." I hope she walks that statement back. I hope she walks that statement back. That's all I'm going to say. Does Andrew Tate say some things that we agree with? Sure. Fine. Not a problem. John Fetterman says things we agree with either, and I still tell you he's not our friend. He might be our friend at some point, but he's not our friend. But I'll tell you what Tate's doing. And I think this is very manipulative. Okay? Because he knows what audience that he's playing to. And I want you to think about this and contrast it with another person we talk about a lot on this show. Tate knows what audience he's playing to. He's being hit with cases and cases and cases and cases and lawfare and all sorts of stuff, right? And he's saying, well, just like Trump, you know, just like Trump, it's all garbage. Just like Trump, it's, you know, it's lawfare. They're doing it because they don't like me. They're doing it because they're scared of me. The problem is he's on video admitting a lot of the things that he did. He's on video admitting that he put a 15-year-old on a webcam. It's disgusting. All right, so he's manipulating people by saying, well, you know, the Trump lawfare, so all legal systems are bad. No, they're not. Okay? And you know who else is doing it? Eric Adams. Not to that extent where he's, I don't think, you know, look, taking bribes is one thing, and then what Tate is accused of is a whole nother thing. But Adams is pandering to the exact same base. Oh, lawfare, it's terrible. You know, and it happened to Trump, and now it's happened to this one, it's happened to that one. So we'll see how the cases play out. I think there are things that Andrew Tate admittedly did that are reprehensible. And I think the MAGA movement as a whole would do itself a major, major disservice if we continue to platform this guy. That is not the person that you want influencing people on our side of the aisle. Not at all. Not at all. Okay? I don't believe he's our friend. First of all, I don't believe he's anybody's friend except himself. I think the guy is self-serving 100%. But I don't think the MAGA movement needs to do anything in association with that guy. And some people may look at me, oh, you know, that's Israel talking. No, that's me talking. It's called decency. You don't treat women the way he says he treated women. He said, remember, I'm not saying, he says it. I grab him by the neck and I hit him. No, you don't do that to women. Sorry. I don't care if the woman wants you to do it. You shouldn't be doing that. So there's that. That blew up over the weekend. And I hope Alina Haba comes out and clears this thing up. And I hope Benny Johnson, with all due respect to him, I think, unfortunately for Benny, that was about clicks and likes and views and wasn't about what he says he stands for, right? How many times is he going to quote the Bible and talk about how, you know, rooted he is in his Christianity, and then he has a Muslim on his show? Fine. Andrew Tate, but who is accused of and who has admitted to doing just unbelievable things, kind of throws that whole persona out the window. So I think Benny, if he could, I think in his heart of hearts, if Benny Johnson could have chosen to do this again, he probably wouldn't have had Andrew Tate on his show. Especially because now Alina Haba comes out. I'm a big fan. And she was kind of swooning over him. She clearly doesn't know anything about him. But that is the ignorance equation is no longer, the ignorance angle is no longer acceptable. And that's because of Misfit. He put his stuff out, 5 million views. People are seeing it all over the place. So, very, excuse me. Oh, gosh. Very interesting. Very interesting times ahead. But we're going to talk about California. We're going to talk about California. And we're going to talk about these wildfires. And on Friday, I remember saying that, hey, there was this guy that was arrested in California. And he has the look, right? He kind of, it was this gentleman, if you want to call him that, right? He was arrested in suspicion of arson. You could see that canister, what looked to be a blowtorch, butane blowtorch on the hood of the police car. Apparently citizens were, they detained him and then called the cops because he was trying to light fires. And, you know, he, like I said, he has the look, right? It's like people are, oh, he's definitely an illegal. Nobody knows. Nobody knew at the time. Now we know that, yes, that guy is an illegal immigrant from Mexico. Okay? So the question now becomes, are illegals just coming into the country and lighting our country on fire? Not just figuratively, but literally now? Because if that guy actually lit one of the fires, and that was the Kenneth fire, where all of the celebrity homes are, etc., if that guy was lighting fires, a whole new conversation needs to take place. Because, and I hate to be Lindsey Graham, but is that an act of war? Who's held accountable for that? So we have that. Gavin Newsom is now fighting, you know, the biggest enemy of the country now is, of course, misinformation and the climate change hoax. We're gonna obliterate the climate change hoax today. Okay, you can't put out fires in your own state, but you can change the climate of the entire planet? Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Cool. How's the Delta smelt fish doing, by the way? Did the fish vote for Gavin Newsom? Do fish vote in your elections? I guess they might as well, right? They might as well vote in their elections, right? All the election fraud in California. We got that. Pocahontas. Remember Pocahontas? Pocahontas. She accidentally exposed a major scandal with Act Blue and the wildfires. So we will get to that. Kamala Harris, some news with her. Denmark, some news there as well with Greenland. We've got a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. Before we do that, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like the live chat looked a little... Looks like the live chat on X changed a little bit. Oh, it's just because it rolled out. Thank you to all of you guys over on X. If you're over there on Rumble as well, make sure you hit that thumbs up button for the show. Make sure you share it out all over the place. Remember, 500 likes, you get regular Mo. 600 likes, you get Santa Mo. 700 likes, you get Margaret. And 2,000, we'll have to figure something else out. What? Cough?
Friend Carol.
Carol.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. I don't know if we would have put it in the chat.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, so let's rock and roll. Folks, I've got great news here. I've got great news. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought our friends at OFP Farms could not get any better, because it's impossible to think they can get any better, just when you thought OFP Farms couldn't get any better, behold, they're lavish and gorgeous. They've put this together, folks. Inauguration 2025 gift box. Experience the epitome of style with this exclusive gift set. The brand new gift box is luxurious. It is beautiful. It's sophisticated. In other words, it's one of a kind. Indulge in these brand new exclusive fragrances that will ignite your senses and leave you feeling revitalized. But hurry, this limited edition box will not last forever. Order now as OFP Farms is offering 4 free Tumblr President Trump stickers and 1 free Triumph soap with the purchase of the 2025 inauguration gift box while supplies last. Let me show you a picture of this. and there is an inauguration box on the way here. But let me show you a picture of this inauguration gift box. This thing is, look at this, look. You're telling me you don't want that? Are you telling me you don't want victory soap? Are you telling me you don't want that? Look at this box. Look what OFP Farms put together for our president, Donald J. Trump, the soon-to-be 47th president, 7 days away, 1 week away. Go to OFPFarms.com, use the code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, in those big, beautiful red letters you see them right there. Use the code Sean at checkout for 15% off. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. For 15% off, you can get this amazing OFP Farms Inauguration 2025 gift box. And remember, if you order them now, while supplies last, you're getting 4 free Tumblr President Trump stickers and 1 free Triumph soap with the purchase of the box. So that is the newest box from OFP Farms, an amazing new product launch there from our friends over at OFP Farms. They're in Northern California, away from all the madness, at least for now, and we're going to hope that it doesn't, the madness doesn't come there as well. So that's very good. Hello to everybody over on X. We appreciate y'all for being here. Everybody over on Rumble, appreciate you all for being here. Let's hit that thumbs up button and let's jump right in to this story out of California, because the question of the show is very interesting. Is or are, let's use proper grammar here, right? Are illegals behind some, not all, of the fires in California? That's the question, right? Are illegals behind some of the fires in California? And if the answer to that question is yes, then what do we do about it? Okay, here's the chat. There's the Rumble chat. It's cranking. Everybody's in the chat having a good time. All right, here we go. Let's go back to this picture of this guy right here. He was arrested on Thursday evening, and the very first thing people started doing was saying, that guy's definitely illegal. He's definitely illegal. He's definitely not from this country. And my whole thing was, well, nobody knows that for sure, right? Not every brown person isn't from the United States. Not every guy who looks like this is from another country. But, you know, you could look at someone and say, he's got the look, maybe, you know, and we've seen, there's a lot of them. So my thing is, speculating is one thing. Making a definitive statement, that guy's illegal and I know it. What's his name? I don't know. So how do you know he's illegal? Because he is. That's stupidity, okay? You don't know, but you can think. Now, Last night, Bill Malugin, Fox News, put out this tweet. Per ICE sources, the man seen in a viral video being subdued by residents and arrested by police with a blowtorch. What are you doing with a blowtorch? Are you lighting birthday candles? No, he has a flamethrower. That's a little different than a blowtorch. Now, the lung has one of these gadgets, and he lights his bong with that. Okay? It's just, you know, like the... gives a nice steady flame. Doesn't burn himself. He's a pro. Does what he's got to do. You don't see him starting fires. Now, I don't know if that's what this illegal was doing. But you're with a blowtorch in an area where there was a wildfire, so it's safe to assume at that point that, hey, you're in an area where there was a wildfire. Residents tackled this guy and detained this guy. So back to the tweet. Viral video of a man being subdued by residents and arrested by police with a blowtorch near the Kenneth Fire in West Hills is an illegal alien from Mexico named Juan Manuel Sierra Leyva. He is in custody on a probation violation. That's all, probation. And has not been charged with arson. I'm told ICE will place a detainer request on him with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, but they do not expect it to be honored due to California's sanctuary state law. I'm told Sierra Leyva will have a court appearance tomorrow. Again, he has not been charged with arson and is in custody only on a probation violation at the moment, as multiple agencies have been interviewing him. Okay, so there's the full story. The guy that you see right in front of you is an illegal alien from Mexico. He was caught in West Hills near the Kenneth Fire with a blowtorch. Now, blowtorches aren't necessarily illegal. You can go to Home Depot and you could buy one. Okay? However, when a bunch of residents see a guy with a blowtorch and they think he's lighting fires and they subdue him and they call the cops and there's a wildfire in the same area as this dude wandering around with the blowtorch, it is not a reach to at least ask the question, is the guy with the blowtorch lighting fires? Okay? That's the question. Now, he has not been charged with arson. He has not been charged with arson. But what else is he doing with that blowtorch right around the time a fire pops up in the same area of California? What's he doing with it? Okay? Second thing. I'm sure he's not the only quote-unquote arsonist that's walking around. We've seen a bunch of different reports of folks getting arrested under the suspicion of arson. Folks have not ruled out that that was the cause of the Palisades fire and some of these other fires in California. But if an illegal alien from Mexico is coming into our country, or is in our country, and is then lighting large sections of our country on fire, how do we handle that? Do we just send him back home? Or does something else have to be done? I asked the left right now with half a voice recovering from the flu. Do you now see why the open border is dangerous? I don't know. Maybe we should ask Paris Hilton, who lost her house. Or Mark Hamill, who lost his house. And I'm not a leftist. I'm not going to gloat about the fact that people I don't like because of their politics lost their homes. I don't believe anybody should lose their homes in a situation like this. But I want to focus in on, and I know you have Assensteins out there, right? You got these people, we shouldn't politicize the tragedy. It's not politicizing the tragedy when you can point to actual bad policy, right? There's actual bad policy in California that is exacerbated this situation. Or as J.J. Watt would say, exasperated the situation, right? He was exasperated. Bad policy, bad leadership Prioritizing things like DEI, prioritizing things like reparations, prioritizing things like a species of fish. I like nature. I like fish. I don't want to see things go extinct, but I care more about my human brothers and sisters than I do about the Delta smelt fish, okay? I care more about keeping people's homes standing and keeping the risk of wildfire lower than it needs to be than I do about reparations to people who were never slaves, taking the money from people who never owned slaves. And speaking of reparations, two of Patrice Kallor's, you know, the founder of Black Lives Matter, two of her mansions burned down in the fire. Again, I'm not going to gloat over it. I don't want people to lose their homes in a wildfire. This thing is deadly. 24 people have died. I don't want that. I'm not looking for that at all. Some people are like, yeah, it serves them right. Nah, I'm not going to do that. That's not cool. Because I wouldn't want it to happen to me. And I wouldn't want people to look at me and go, oh, that's that Trump guy. You know, he called me a name on the internet. I'm happy he lost his house. That's not the game I'm playing. That's not what I'm here to do. But now do you see why left-wing policies, why Democrat-led states, why Democrat leadership always exacerbates the problem? This isn't to say that if Ron DeSantis was the governor of California, that there would be no fire, right? This isn't to say that if, you know, Kristi Noem was the governor of California, that nobody would have died, or that thousands of acres wouldn't have been burned, or that there wouldn't have been widespread fires all over the state. Wildfires happen in California. We get all of that. I'm not saying that if a Republican led the state, or if there was more Republican leadership in California, that there would be no wildfires. That's not what I'm saying at all. And there are people who are making that, you know, straw man argument. Well, are you saying that Republicans would have prevented it? No, I'm not saying Republicans would have prevented the fire, okay? Especially if it's arson. An arsonist is going to light a fire no matter whether a Republican is governor or Democrat. They're an arsonist. They're criminals. That's what they do. The point is, the bad policy exacerbated the problem, meaning the lack of forest management has made the problem worse. The diversion of water into the Pacific Ocean, away from reservoirs in California, has made the situation worse. The pro-Green New Deal climate change hoax policies that California continues to lean on, that dictates how they handle situations like this, is making the situation worse. They don't want to use salt water because salt water prevents the regrowth of different forms of vegetation. Fine. That's valid. So what you should have been doing this entire time is harvesting salt water, desalinating the salt water, and then putting the fires out with fresh water that you've either distilled or desalinated, so you're not worried about, well, if we put the fire out with water, nothing's going to grow there. The earth is scorched from the fire anyway. Democrat-led states, Democrat-led jurisdictions always make it worse. Always. Why does New York City have a bigger problem with illegal aliens than somewhere like Nashville? Nashville's got a problem, but Tennessee is a little different with the way we're not a sanctuary state. New York's a sanctuary state. I guess a sanctuary state, yeah. New York's a sanctuary state. Those laws prevent ICE from doing their job, from getting these people out of there. These people are just, they're given a court date. They don't show up. They commit more crimes. Every single time you see a Democrat-led state or a Democrat-led jurisdiction, a city, a town, a school board, an HOA, whatever it is, if a Democrat is in charge, anytime there's a problem, those Democrat policies are going to make the problem worse, 10 times out of 10. And that is what we're talking about with these fires. It's not you're politicizing the tragedy. No, we're pointing to the fact that there is a tragedy and it has been made worse because of Democrat ideology. That can't be disputed. Well, Gavin Newsom thinks that's misinformation. We call him Governor Nero now. right? Governor Nero. Because Nero basically let Rome burn. He played his little fiddle while it was going on, right? Emperor Nero of Rome. Governor Nero. Gavin Newsom. Launches a website to battle wildfire misinformation. Every single time the narrative gets away from these people, what do? It's misinformation. No, these people are being misinformed. You don't know what you're talking about. We're watching it with our own eyes. You've had local authorities saying that the fire hydrants had no water. Why? Why? Listen to Newsom talking about the quote-unquote misinformation about the handling of the wildfires.
President-elect Trump has blamed you for this crisis. He called you incompetent. What's your response?
Well, I called for him to come out, take a look for himself. We want to do it in the spirit of an open hand, not a closed fist. He's the president-elect. I respect the office. We have a president of the United States that within 36 hours provided a major disaster declaration over a text. We had support from the president of the United States, Joe Biden, with 100% reimbursement. All the resources you could hope for or imagine, constant communication. I'd like to extend that to the president-elect. I don't know what he's referring to when he talks about the Delta smelt and reservoirs. The reservoirs are completely full. The state reservoirs here in Southern California, that mis and disinformation, I don't think advantages or aids any of us. Responding to Donald Trump's insults, we would spend another month. I'm very familiar with them. Every elected official that he disagrees with, very familiar with them.
We do know, though, from reporting here locally, that that one reservoir that served the Palisades was not full.
And that's exactly what triggered my desire to get the investigation to understand what was happening with that local reservoir. That was not a state system reservoir, which the president-elect was referring to as it relates to the Delta and somehow connecting the Delta smelt to this fire, which is inexcusable because it's inaccurate, also incomprehensible to anyone that understands water policy in the state.
Yeah, okay, anybody want to say, your reservoirs are empty. The reporter, even from NBC, was like, so if the reservoirs were full, how come they were empty? Like they went Moneyball theory on them, right? The Dan Bongino Moneyball theory, if he's such a good hitter, how come he doesn't hit good? Okay, if the reservoirs are full, how come they're not full? If the reservoirs had water, where's the water? Right? The Moneyball theory always works.
Is this the same guy that was on the phone with the president, but then wasn't?
Of course, that was Gavin Newsom. Yeah, I'm literally, yeah, let's do that one. I put that up here. Okay.
Governor, you got a second?
No, Governor,
I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the
call. Why is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through.
So why?
How many times you use the word literally? I'm literally talking to the president. Well, I'm literally trying to call the president. Well, it's not going through. You're literally lying. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. This is right there, what you're seeing. With Gavin Newsom is the end of his political career. I think he's termed out. I don't think he'd run for governor anymore. And his presidential aspirations, you put him on a primary stage with other Democrats, they're not going to, the very first thing they're going to do is bring up these wildfires. And everybody's going to remember it. Did you catch this, by the way? In that first Gavin Newsom clip from NBC? Why don't we listen to this one again? This ought to get the residents of Western North Carolina pretty upset. Listen to this.
President-elect Trump has blamed you for this crisis. He called you incompetent. What's your response?
Well, I called for him to come out, take a look for himself. We want to do it in the spirit of an open hand, not a closed fist. He's the president-elect. I respect the office. We have a president of the United States that within 36 hours provided a major disaster declaration over a text. We had support from the president of the United States, Joe Biden, with 100% reimbursement.
100% reimbursement for California. What does Western North Carolina get? Oh, you might have lost your home. Okay, here's $750. That's interesting, isn't it? So California, where all the Democrats' friends live, 100% reimbursement. East Palestine, Ohio, forgot all about them, right? Western North Carolina, right? Hurricane Helene, $750 if you're lucky, and you might have to pay it back because it's technically a loan. But California gets 100% reimbursement. Who's politicizing this now? Who's politicizing this now? I'm sorry. We have the money for 100% reimbursement in California? I thought we sent it all to Ukraine. $500 million to Ukraine. Who's politicizing it now? Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. By the way, Gavin Newsom, he cut his fire prevention budget by $100 million before these wildfires. I guess reparations are more important than preventing and preparing for fires, right? Reparations. We have to give money back to the black community. Why? Why do we have to? Because they were slaves. Which black Americans in the United States of America right now were ever slaves? Which ones? I'm waiting. TikTok, we only have 27 minutes left. Can you find me a black American in the United States right now who was a part of the American slave trade? Can we find one? One. Find me one. And I'll say, all right, that person gets reparations. I can find children who are slaves, sex slaves. Well, we're missing 325,000 of them. I can find those. Where? Show me where they are. Where? We want to, so we're going to take money. We're going to do Robin Hood. We're going to take money from the rich. We're going to give it to the black community because their ancestors were a part of slavery in the United States of America. Slavery was a disgusting stain on this country. Sure. By the way, supported by Democrats, just want to put that one out there. It was the Democrat Party that voted against civil rights. Want to put that one out there, right? If you could find me one black American in this country who was held as a slave on a plantation, I'll say, okay, he or she gets reparations. But not this blanket approach of everybody, like it's Oprah. You get reparations. You get reparations. You get reparations. $100 million now cut from the fire budget. Ridiculous. California Governor Gavin Newsom reduced funding for wildfire prevention programs by more than $100 million in the state's fiscal 2025 budget, according to a report by Newsweek. Signed into law in June, the budget eliminated $101 million from seven, quote, wildfire and forest resilience programs, which has raised questions about the state's preparedness as devastating wildfires rage across California. So what's important in California is hiring an LGBTQIAPPPP+ fire chief and deputy fire chief who said, well, if you're a man in a fire and I have to get you out, you're just in the wrong place. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. It's more important to find a diverse fire department than an effective fire department. It's more important to set aside money for reparations than it is for wildfire prevention. The Democrats prioritize bullcrap instead of real issues. And this is what happens every single time. When the you-know-what, the sugar honey iced tea hits the fan and it's time to clean it up, the Democrats are never in charge or never prepared to clean it up. Because they spent all of the time, energy, money, resources, and manpower to do things that just don't matter. DEI, reparations, Green New Deal, save the fish, instead of prevent the fire. Again, is the $101 million that was eliminated from seven wildfire and forest resilience programs, would that have prevented these fires from taking place? Probably not. But would it have left the state more resources? Would it have left them more prepared to deal with these fires and better contain them? I don't think you could argue the other side of it. Absolutely, it would have left them better prepared. Absolutely. Here's another one. It's Pocahontas. Remember Pocahontas, right? Elizabeth Warren. Pocahontas. Pocahontas. We love Pocahontas. Chief Liawatha, right? We have Chief Liawatha. And by the way, we're at 408. We are 92 away from Mo coming out to play. And I want to bring Mo out. So anybody who's watching right now on Rumble, hit that thumbs up button. If you're watching over on X, do me a favor, hit that repost button. I see a bunch of people. See, Susan B. Anthony is in our chat. The great Susan B. Anthony. Bunch of people. Sassy Sasha is in our chat with a Canadian flag. There you go. 51st state, potentially. Matt Ricks is in our chat as well. I'm saying hi to Brad and JFO. It looks like he's at the Nashville Dad, so a fellow Tennessean there. Hit the repost button if you're watching on X. Hit the thumbs up button if you're watching over on Rumble. Bad Moon badly wants to see Mo, and we're not seeing Mo if we don't hit 500. So we're getting closer, though. We're getting closer. Pocahontas accidentally exposed a potential scandal here with the wildfire fundraising. Did you guys and gals happen to see this? Elizabeth Warren tweeted out a link. She posted a link on X to donate to a specific fundraiser or organization to help with the California wildfires. And the link that she posted, or the group that she posted, I'll put it up here, I'll put it on your screen. She put, to help support the communities around LA being devastated by wildfires, can you split a donation between the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation and United Way of Greater Los Angeles? 100% of your donation will go directly to these organizations. But if you take a look at the link here, it says that it is on the platform known as Act Blue. Where have we seen this before? Where have we seen this before? To help support the communities around LA being devastated by wildfires, can you split a donation between the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation and the United Way of Greater Los Angeles? 100% of your donation will go directly to the organizations. Well, as you can see, Community Notes 1, it's not a link to charity. It's a link to a Democrat fundraising platform known as Act Blue, and they take 4% of every donation. Okay, where have we seen this before with Act Blue? Remember 2020. When you wanted to donate to Black, well, not you. No. When somebody wanted to donate to Black Lives Matter in 2020, and you went to blacklivesmatter.org, and you clicked that donate button, and you started sending them money, right? You saw the same link. The platform that they were using to raise money was Act Blue. Act Blue is a Democrat fundraising platform. So, if you donated through Pocahontas' link there, right? Donate to the Fire Department Foundation, donate to the United Way of Greater Los Angeles. If you did that, 4% of your donation was going to the Democrats through Act Blue. This is exactly what we saw in 2020 with BLM. And the argument that I made then is still the argument that I make now. To Black Lives Matter in 2020 and to Black Lives Matter now, fine, whatever. You want to say there's a systemic racism problem in these cities like New York and Philadelphia and Minneapolis and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Atlanta and Detroit and all of these big cities, these big metropolitan cities across the United States? Who runs those cities? Answer me that question. What party is in charge of the cities that I just listed out for you? Democrats, okay? Democrats are in charge of those cities, period. So if there is a problem with the system, why are you going to vote for and raise money for and donate to the people who are in charge of the system? What is the definition of insanity? Repeating the same behavior and expecting a different result. If you know that jumping into a swimming pool is going to get you wet. You cannot logically come to the conclusion that one time when you jump into the swimming pool, you're going to stay dry. You're going to get wet. Okay? And so what Elizabeth Warren's got going on here is, well, donate to these charities, you know, because the Democrat Party would also get a kickback from it, because Act Blue takes 3.95, let's just call it 4% of your donation. So if you're donating to those charities through the link that she posted, you're actually giving money to the people who made this problem worse. Pocahontas, ladies and gentlemen. Pocahontas, right? Chief Spitting Bulls. That's what she is. All right, let's take one quick a quick break here. Let's get to LFATV.us. Let's go to the LFATV store and show you some of the cool stuff that's going on. 7 days, LFATV will be at the inauguration. Excuse me. LFATV.us, click on that store tab that you see right here. And you will see all sorts of great stuff over at the LFATV store. You've got the, as I was saying, shirt, the Trump Vance flags. You've got the winter hats. It's getting cold. And the polar vortex may be making another swing through the United States, right? So this is LFATV.us. You can click on that store tab. Take a look around the entire LFATV website. You can also go to the donate tab on LFATV.us. It helped us with some on-the-ground coverage, help make that possible. You can do that at LFATV.us. Click on the store or donate tab, or you can do that at jeremyherald.com/store or jeremyherald.com/donate. Thank you to everybody who is watching right now and listening. Almost 1,900 of you, but we're still not at 500 likes. Maybe it's because my voice is annoying today. I don't know what's happening, but Brennan is sneezing and coughing up a storm in the background over here. She's having a rough go. I'm barely getting through it. If Brennan could like the show and she can get up and she can come to work, you guys can hit that thumbs up button. Or you know what? We're not even going to stab you anymore. We're just going to cough on you.
I'm going to send an illegal to light your house on fire.
Brennan said she's going to send an illegal, a bad hombre, to light your house on fire. Oh, by the way, California is now saying another bad hombre has been arrested for arson. His name is El Climato Changeo. Well, they blame it on climate change. You thought that was a real person's name. Brennan thought El Climato Changeo was a person.
Changeo?
Yeah.
That sounds Mexican.
Well, yes, that's the point. El Climato Changeo. Yeah. By the way, did you hear about this? Speaking of Mexicans. How do you say again in Spanish? Let's translate. We got to translate. Anybody in the chat know how to say the word again in Spanish? I'm going to look it up. I'll be able to do this because the chat's on a delay again. Here we go. De nuevo. Okay. Very good. Ready? Very good. Ready? Okay. Because we had Sleepy Jose Caca en Frente del Papa, right? And now we have Sleepy Jose Caca en Frente del Papa de nuevo. He did it again because Joe Biden, he must have crapped out the Medal of Freedom when he went over to visit the Pope at the Vatican. President Biden awards Pope Francis the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that nuts? So Sleepy Joe now gives, and apparently this is like he's like a nasty pope, this guy. Like,
Otravez is what everybody's saying.
Otravez? Well, Gugu doesn't say that. I Googled it. Oh, yeah, there is Otravez. Yeah, okay.
We hit over 500.
Mo time. All right. Yeah, that's what happens when you threaten people's homes, I guess, right? Or they heard me say we're going to cough on you. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. You don't want this flu.
No.
It's awful. You know, it's like it's just far enough gone where it's like you don't feel like you have it. And then the next thing you know, you have it again. It's the worst. All right, we have Mo. Another 100, and we get Santa Mo. All right. Let's roll into it. We had Joe Biden. He gave the Pope the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I figured we would just have that here to poke fun at him. President Joe Biden has awarded Pope Francis the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So Pope Francis now joins the company with Hillary Clinton and George Soros. And I think Liz Cheney. Didn't Liz Cheney get the Medal of Freedom, too? The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor presented to individuals who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States, world peace, or other significant societal, public, or private endeavors. The first pope from the Southern Hemisphere, Pope Francis, is unlike any who came before. The text declares, above all, he's the people's pope, a light of faith, hope, and love that shines brightly across the world. Sleepy Jose, Caca, and Frente del Papa, otra vez. Because that's what happens anytime Joe Biden goes to the Vatican. It's Tootsie Roll time, right? Joey made a boom boom on the floor of the Vatican. Okay. Did you hear about... You know what? Let's do this. I forgot to play this one. This is J.D. Vance doing what J.D. Vance does on Fox, absolutely highlighting the failures of Democrat leadership in California. Let's watch this real quick.
So I want to talk to you about the fire situation in California, because your administration will be coming in, taking over the reins as the feds are trying to meet that, along with many other emergency situations they have going on. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has written to President Trump saying, let's not be divisive right now. Come out and visit. Let people see us working together. Any indication the president-elect may do that?
Well, I know the president would love to visit California. And first of all, you know, our hearts go out to everybody who's been affected by the storms. I've seen some of these videos of people where, you know, folks have lived in those homes for 25, 30, 35 years and everything is gone. And whatever your political affiliation, it's hard not to see those images and just be heartbroken for our fellow Americans who are going through a very tough time. And I do think, frankly, the federal government has to do a better job. President Trump is committed to doing a better job when it comes to disaster relief. That's true for the hurricane victims and flood victims in North Carolina. It's true for the fire victims in California. We have to do a better job. We need competent, good governance. Now, that doesn't mean you can't criticize the governor of California for, I think, some very bad decisions over a very long period of time. I mean, some of these reservoirs have been dry for 15, 20 years. The fire hydrants are being reported as going dry while the firefighters are trying to put out these fires. There is a serious lack of competent governance in California, and I think it's part of the reason why these fires have gotten so bad. We need to do a better job at both the state and federal level.
Yeah, and J.D. Vance shows you, and he's basically highlighting what we said the whole first portion of the show, is that if you're run by Democrats, you're probably going to wind up, when a problem arrives on your doorstep, it's going to be worse because of that Democrat leadership or lack thereof, preparation or lack thereof, et cetera, et cetera. I'm very excited for J.D. Vance to run for president, 2028. Although, it's not a given. We have to see how he performs this next 4 years. By the way, folks, can we just take 1 second and just imagine something real quick? In 7 days, Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States again. Are you kidding me? That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right. Remember Kamala Harris? Anybody remember that woman? She's been missing in action lately. She calls herself a joyful warrior. Shall we put that video on again? Brennan, you want to hear the joyful warrior video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to find it. She calls herself a joyful warrior. She ran for president. She shouldn't have been the nominee for president, but I'm happy that she was, because, you know, looking back, it was kind of fun. Watching the word salads, we got to play with a new prop, right? The fork. Okay. I don't know where that joyful warrior video is. I have so many videos here. Here it is. I got it. Here it is.
Never let anyone take your joy from you. I call myself a joyful warrior. Right? Never let anyone take your joy from you. You do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you do what you got to do, right? I don't know what that means, but you do what you got to do. Well, here's what she's been doing recently. This is on Politico, which is how you know the Democrats are mad at this, because the Politico is a Democrat rag. Kamala Harris is a... Too good to be true. Kamala Harris is apparently still charging her donors for her presidential campaign that ended. Harris lost. Some donors are still funding a quote-unquote victory. This is on Politico. Brennan just looked at me like, what do you mean she's doing that? Yes, she's doing that. She is still hitting, and this is from Daniel Lipman over at Politico, who is one of the biggest left-wing hacks you will ever see. So writing this probably made him, you know, break out into an allergic reaction of a hives all over the place. The, quote, victory part didn't pan out for the Harris Victory Fund, but the funding part remains alive and well on the bank statements of some Democratic donors. 2 months after Vice President Kamala Harris's loss to Donald Trump, the Joint Fundraising Committee, her campaign set up with the Democrat National Committee, is still charging monthly recurring donors to the committee, and some donors are not happy. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy either. Wait a second. So, I told the Harris campaign, so hypothetically, right? If I told the Harris campaign, charge me $100 every month so that you can get a $100 donation from me every month, I don't have to remember, it's on auto pay. Okay? The campaign ends November 5th, 2024. She concedes on November 6th, 2024. The campaign is over. Okay, we hear about she's in $20 million in debt. The DNC is firing people all over the place. There is no more campaign. There's no more victory fund. The campaign is over. There is no victory. It's over. If I'm still getting charged at that point, I am pissed. And apparently some of these donors are pissed. We have 2,000 watching. We're going to bring out Santa now. We'll bring out the Santa-mo. There he is. Oh, he doesn't even want to. He's sick.
He has
there we go. There he is. Okay. Welcome to 2,000. We love it. 2,000. Beautiful. You're beautiful people. I want to say that. Quote, it's silly, out of touch, and needlessly takes advantage of our most loyal supporters, said a Democratic operative who shared screenshots of their donations. The person was granted anonymity to describe the situation without fear of professional reprisal. Oh. So they didn't want blowback over the fact that their money is being taken from them after the campaign. This is, how is this not, like, could you imagine if Donald Trump's campaign was just charging people randomly to just keep taking their money even though there's no more campaign? It's like everything they do has got to be, there's got to be like sneakiness and shadiness every single time. The operative didn't flinch at the December charge, given the wrap-up expenses associated with any campaign, though the Harris campaign entered late November with more than $1.8 million in cash. But a January charge? The Harris donor said the committee solicited no explicit approval to continue the donations after the election, though it sent emails saying, thank you for your generous monthly commitment, and that the donations will continue until you contact us. The ongoing debits constitute the latest dust-up over the ethics of online fundraising, particularly when it comes to signing up small-dollar donors for recurring credit card contributions that get set on autopilot. Yeah, until you tell us you don't want to donate to a campaign that essentially doesn't exist, we're going to keep taking your money. It's unbelievable. That's how desperate they are for cash. That's unbelievable. All right. And finally. Ladies and gentlemen, it might be happening.
What?
Denmark. Bernie Sanders used to always like to talk about Denmark because they were, you know, considered a socialist country. But then Denmark was like, don't call us socialist. But he used to always go, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, they're socialist countries and they work. Denmark may be ready to talk to Donald Trump about Greenland. The only thing I'm going to ask that Denmark does is they listen to John Fetterman and they make him Pope of Greenland, or as John Fetterman called it, Greenland. During his first term as president, Donald Trump expressed interest in buying Greenland from Denmark to the bemusement of many, although at the time he also noted that it wasn't number one on the front burner on his foreign policy focus. Trump continued to pursue it. None other than Joe Manchin cautiously supported the idea for strategic purposes, especially with China's campaign to woo the Greenlanders, even in 2018 becoming a concern. Denmark put a stop to that, but Trump was not convinced that China would let it go, especially with their own ambitions for Arctic resources. Behind the scenes, the sources said the Danish government wants to avoid a public clash with the new United States administration and asked members of the Trump team for clarification regarding what exactly the president-elect meant in his comments earlier this week. Remember when Donald Trump said that he can't commit to not using military force? And now it's brought them to the table. Art of the deal. I think we're going to get Greenland. I think we're going to get Greenland, and I'm going to say this. If we do get Greenland, this guy has to be the Pope.
Hey, Senator. Can we ask you what you hope to get out of your visit to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Donald Trump?
Well, what are we talking about here? Is there some news?
There's some news. We hear that you're going to be heading down to Mar-a-Lago.
I've heard that.
What will you be discussing with the president?
Well, yeah. I demand that I need to be made Pope of Greenland.
John Fetterman just... John Fetterman is trolling the media. We love it. By the way, Fetterman did go to Mar-a-Lago and meet with Donald Trump, and Trump said that he had a great conversation with him and his wife. Fetterman's wife annoys me, but apparently Trump and Fetterman had a very productive conversation down there in at Mar-a-Lago. So, very interesting. All right, we got to bounce. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. Another tough one to get through today, man. I mean, I am lightheaded and kind of my head spinning a little bit. 2,100 people watching. It's tough to do this with the flu, guys. I'm telling you, it's tough, tough, tough stuff. But we're only up from here, so it's great. Thank you so much for 2,100 people. Hit that thumbs up button before you leave. Really appreciate each and every one of you for being here. Jeremy Harrell coming up next with Live from America. Kevin Smith with Loud Majority after that. You got Live with Hannah Faulkner. You've got the Santilli Report. You've got Drew Hernandez. Flyover conservatives. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked on LFA TV all day. Head over to anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Search for Ungoverned. Hit subscribe. It's all you got to do. It takes a second of your time. It doesn't cost you a dime. Thank you to everybody who is watching over on X as well. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Steven wants a Trump goodbye. We love you. You're fantastic. You're all beautiful people. I have to say that. Tremendous people. And as so Steven doesn't know how we end the show, because as President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. We will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV, and over on X for Ungoverned, 10 a.m. Eastern. Until then, have a great rest of your Monday. And in the words of the next Pope of Greenland, John Fetterman, good night, everybody. Bang gavel.